You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
Tell yourself, say, self, I need to have, finish it. The primary person that Solomon is addressing in our verse is a person he calls a sluggard. Now, this is what's amazing. Before I even tell you what a sluggard is, you have adult sluggards, and you have young people that are sluggards. A sluggard, in one sense, first of all, suggests a person that is a slacker. They slack. You can ask a sluggard to do something, and they're not going to give you their best effort nor results. They are satisfied with being average. They're going to do just enough so you can leave them alone. Clean these dishes. In their mind, it's clean. But when you look at the dishes, you can see they were slacking because there's still some dried up rice on the plate and still ketchup stains. But in their mindset, it's clean. But if the truth be told, they just slacking. They didn't do it the way it needed to be done. Secondly, a sluggard is someone who is slow to move, or you got to force them to move. They can see clothes on the floor, but you got to about preach to them to pick up the clothes. I mean, they'll literally have clothes on their bed that need to be folded. But because they are a sluggard, they'll move the clothes over and still lay down in the bed and go to sleep. I mean, they see what need to be done, but you gotta force them to do it. You gotta argue with them on why it needs to be done. They just slow to move. You can ask them to do something on Monday. They'll tell you, I got it. Tuesday roll around. Did you do such and such? I'm going to get to it. I got it. I'm going to get to it. Thursday come around. I'm going to do it. I told you, dog, I'm going to do it. Bottom line, you dealing with a slugger. They just slow to move. Now get this. Now if it's something they want to do, if it's somewhere they want to go, oh, man, they quick to move. Ooh, I mean, you ain't got to make no lists. You ain't got to beg them. See, a sluggard is selfish. They only think about what pleases them. And finally, a sluggard, and we might have some in here because they ain't getting no help, is a schemer. A schemer. Yeah. A more contemporary word that you would use is a scammer. They're always looking for a quick shortcut. They don't want to suffer. They don't want to go through things in order to learn. The Bible says Jesus learned things by what he suffered. No, but a slugger, they look for get rich quick schemes. They always looking for the easy or the quick come up. They a slugger. They don't want to work. They don't want to sweat. They don't want to cut themselves. They don't like to get their hands dirty. Slugger. A schemer. Y'all go to Proverbs 24. And while you're turning to Proverbs 24, see, this is the mindset that you've got to avoid. The attitude that you have got to avoid as a young man or a young woman. You need to avoid people that are schemers, that don't want to work, and that are slackers. You don't need to be that, but then you also need to avoid folk that are like that. Let's go to Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24, and notice, if you will, verse number 8. Let's look at this. And again, remember, a slugger suggests a person that likes to scheme or look for a quick way, right? Solomon said, he who plots to do evil will be called a schemer. See, a schemer always looking for the easy route. Now, I'm not against working smart, but you got to understand, young folk, in order to be productive in life, there's no shortcuts. You're going to have to put in some work. Even when it comes to your faith, faith without works is dead. So this is who he is addressing. And sometimes as a parent, as a pastor, I can look amongst the young people, young adults that God has told me to pastor, and I can see qualities of a sluggard. And I can teach it, I can preach it, but the sluggard has to make necessary changes. It comes down to your choices. And part of your maturity, part of you growing up, is learning to put aside childish ways. Y'all still with me? Okay. Now, Solomon gives in our verses a direct command to the sluggard. He tells the sluggard to go to the ant. Go to the ant. This is amazing. Didn't tell him to read the Bible. Tell him to go to the ant. Didn't tell him to pray. Told him to go to the ant. I want you to go observe. Check out or investigate the ant. I want you to go get to know the ant. Why does he do this, Pastor? Because he's suggesting that it's something beneficial that young people, couples, leaders that are lazy or sluggards can learn. He wants his audience that may be slothful to have the mindset of an ant. Wants you to have the mentality or the qualities of an ant. Wants you to think, talk, and especially carry yourself with the mentality of an ant. And if you can start this while you are a teenager, you're going to be a very prosperous person. Now, an ant, young people, is something most folk don't give too much attention to. It's small. It's about 2 to 25 millimeters long. I mean, you can crush an ant with little to no effort. There are over 10 to 12,000 types or species of ants. I mean, it's just so many of them and so many different types. But I want you to notice the one trait that Solomon further talks about that is very noteworthy concerning the ant and should be something that we understand. Let's go to Proverbs 30. Again, keep in mind, an ant is very what? Small. An ant is very what? Small. Now notice the wisdom that he reveals in Proverbs 30 and 24 to young people that have an ear to hear. Notice what he reveals. Proverbs 30, 24. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants, verse 25, are a people not strong, but they prepare their food in the summer. The thing that I want you to see is in verse 24. The ant, though it's small, is extremely wise. Tell somebody, say, the ant is extremely wise. And that's why he tells us to go to the ant, especially the sluggard. Investigate. Investigate. Observe. Give some attention to the ant. Because it is exceedingly wise. Now check this out. Solomon said, in the heart of a child is foolishness. Then he turned around and said, but the rod will drive it far from him. So a child or a young person or a babe in Christ is going to be known for doing some dumb stuff. How important is it for young people to do what Solomon is suggesting? To go to who? Go to the ant. To go to who? The ant. And so at this point in the message, I want to look at the three truths that Solomon reveals in our text. And we're going to look at these principles that we need to apply to our lives. If we're going to let our mind be as the mind of Christ, it's going to take truth, right? John 17, 17 says in part that the word is truth. And we're going to have to take this truth and apply it to our life, or the principles that are found according to truth. So let's look at this ant. Let's start at verse number 6. The first principle. Go to the ant, who? You sluggard. Notice the first principle. Consider her ways and be wise. First principle, young people, study the ant. Study the ant. Go to her. Get off your phone and find some ants. What you doing, baby? Mama, pastor said we need to study some ants. We need to go to the ant and consider her ways. And I'm going to tell you something. The ant has some fascinating ways. He wants us to go to the ant and gather some knowledge and apply it. I want you to go look at the ant and get some knowledge and apply it to your life. I did this last year. I had this ant bed by my mailbox, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger. I went and got some alcohol from under the bathroom sink and poured it on there and lit them up. Yeah, they were on fire. Cracking in there. I said, I got them. Came out there another day or two. Them ants was back. I said, okay. I went and got the water hose. I said, I got something for y'all. Took my shovel and made them come out, hit the top. I said, yeah, there y'all go. And I just stood there and just flooded the little ant bed. They were dried up, drowned. I said, yeah, I got them. Couple of more days, they back up there again. I said, man, the devil is a lie. I said, I got to get some poison. Went to Home Depot and got this stuff called Ambrose. And read the directions and applied the poison. Sure enough, the ants came up there, got the poison, took it back down into the ant bed, and they started to die. Man, I stuck my chest out. I said, man, I got them. I destroyed the ant bed. It dried up. I was like, oh, yeah, well, I got them. I said, them ants better not mess with me. The following week, I was cutting grass, and I was in the back of the house. And these ants had moved the colony from the mailbox to the backyard. I said, these doggone ants, you can't kill them. These jokers are going to keep coming back. I went to the ant and I learned that you should never give up. No matter what comes to try to tear you down, Baker, you got to be like that ant. And you got to have some perseverance. Now, I learned that for myself. You know why? Because I went to the ant. It's probably been 10, 15 years ago, before some of you were even born. Bishop taught a message about the ant. And he taught about what he called the ant hole. And he related the ant hole, young people, to savings. How the ant, and we're going to see later, they take what they find and they put it down at the bottom of the colony. Well, where did he get that? He went to the ant. He observed or studied and came back with some wisdom. You young folk, you need to do what Solomon does. You need to go to the ant. Do your own independent research. Gain some knowledge and apply it to your life. Because I'm telling you, ants are amazing. You know what I learned about ants? Ants have the capacity to discern danger. They can tell where danger is. And then once they discern where danger is, they will release an oil or a pheromone from their body to let other ants know, don't come over here. It's something over here that can kill you. It's something over here that will end your life. You know, that's something you can learn from an ant. It's certain things that you need to be able to discern in life as a young person. I don't need to fool with that. And you need to be quick to tell your peers, no, I ain't doing that. And if you were smart, you wouldn't do it either. You wouldn't go there. You wouldn't try that. You wouldn't touch that, because it may be a good feeling for a few moments. But because it's sin, it's going to bring forth some death. See, you got to have them same qualities of an ant. Yeah, ants are very fascinating. But the thing, young people, is that you have to take time to go to them yourself. Get that stale piece of bread at the house nobody eat, and just put it out in front of the porch and watch what them ants do and get you some knowledge. Matter of fact, you ain't gonna find too many ants around right now because it's cold. You should learn something from that. They done all their work in the summertime. But the bottom line is, young folk, get off that phone and go to the ant. Proverbs 6, Lord have mercy. Study the ant. First principle. Verse 7, the ant which has no captain, overseer, or help me, ruler. Principle number 2, the ant, young folk, is self-motivated. The ant is self-motivated. Does not have a captain, overseer, or ruler. Now, these words are synonymous, but there is a slight difference. Number one, a captain supervises folk. A captain don't have nobody over them telling them what to do, just like the ant. They know what needs to be done, and they do it. I said the ant knows what needs to be done, and they just do it. Has no overseer. Nobody has to force them to do a thing. They know what needs to be done. They see the bill needs to be paid. They pay it. They see the room needs to be clean. They clean. They ain't got to wait on mama to tell them. They do it. They know what needs to be done. Oh, look at that piece of potato chip. Let me go on and get that and take that back to the colony. Ain't nobody got to tell the ant to do it. They're self-motivated. Why does somebody have to tell you to do your homework? You call yourself an athlete and somebody got to tell you to practice? You're in the band, you play an instrument, and you got to be forced to practice outside of what you do after school? Who does that? You got to be forced to bathe? It's young folk like that. You got to make them. They get mad. Go take a shower. Oh, I don't want to. What? Clean yourself. You 15 years old. Shoot, you 11 years old. 12 years old. 20 years old. Your mama still got to tell you to get a job? You should be motivated, self-motivated. Your mama got to tell you to act right? You still a baby? You don't know how to go somewhere and how to act. Your wife got to tell you to spend time with your own kids. If you got chilling. Mike said, I ain't got none. But how many are understanding the mentality of an ant? No one has to force them to do what? Nothing. Shouldn't nobody have to force you to get saved if you're a sinner? You should know, if I die in my sin, the wages of sin is death. Why am I taking a risk for my soul? No, you should be running to the altar. But then he says the ant has no ruler. Nobody has to dictate to them or micromanage them. Keep checking up on them. See, understand this, young people. Ants live in a colony. And every ant in that colony has its own responsibility. In a colony, young people, there are primarily three types of ants: the queen, the male ant, and the female ant or the female worker. And each ant knows their role and responsibility. The queen, young folk, all she's responsible for doing is laying eggs. And then at times she protects some of the young colony. That's her role. She's so important. If she die, the colony gonna die. Now, the male ant, this is kind of jacked up, but that's just how it is. The male ant, his primary role is to mate or have sex. Some of y'all are like, for real? Yeah, the ant. But get this. After the ant mates, the male ant, he die. Isn't that something? One and done. Just bam, and then dead. That's it. Aren't you glad God didn't make humans to be like the ant? But look at the text, young people. Solomon wants his audience to go to the ant, and he says, go to her. He's primarily wanting us to focus on that female worker, that worker ant. That's who I want you to learn from. Go to her. She's the one that I want you to learn from. She's the one that makes that colony productive. Look at that female worker ant. She don't stop. When you sleep, them ants, them female worker ants, they still working. You kill one, guess what? The other one still keep going. They are very fascinating. Look at somebody and say, go to the ant. Yeah. So when you run into problems in your marriage, you got to remember that female ant. You got to keep working. You got to keep working on that relationship. Yeah. He getting on your nerve. She getting on your nerve. But you got to keep working that marriage. Yeah. When you go through things in life and you somewhat feel stuck in life, you got to keep working, young folk. You got to be diligent, remembering that the Bible says that God rewards those who diligently seek him. We can't never give up. Look at somebody and say, don't you ever give up. And see, that's one of the main qualities that that aunt has, that female aunt. She's just a hard worker. I mean, she got some hustle. Good God, that female aunt is just powerful. And we're going to see it in this verse. This is where I'm going to spend my time. Y'all still with me? Verse 8. Notice she provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. So the ant should be studied. What's the second principle? The ant is self-motivated. But this is what I want us to see. The ant, young people, is self-sufficient. She provides her supplies and gathers her food. She supplies and gathers. She does what? She supplies and she gathers. See, the female ant, she got some hustle. I said she got some hustle. She understands that she has a certain amount of time to get her supplies up. She got the summertime. It gives us a time frame. It gives us a season. So she's using her time wisely. And see, as a young adult, as a teenager, you got to stop wasting time. You got to start using more of your time wisely. If you're struggling in a particular subject, get off that game and get in there and study a little while longer, or just study, period, and use your time wisely. Just like that female ant. If you're saying God is going to bless you to have your own business, you need to be using your time, help me, wisely. You got to hustle. You go to work, and then you get home, you rest, you eat, but then you get in there and you find ways that you can become a better business person. You're hustling. If you got the ability to do hair, use your time wisely. You finding folk hair that you can cut, folk hair you can wash, folk hair you can braid, twist, or what have you. You using your time wisely. How many know life, we got a certain amount of time. You got to use that time just like that ant, wisely. Gathering your supplies while you have time. Notice, gather. She's not wasteful. You get your first little job, And all you're doing is working at the little fast food restaurant. You got to look at that as a stepping stone. You ain't going to be there for a long time. But use that job. Don't let the job use you. You use it. And you use your time there wisely. You learn what you need to learn, and then you gather that money and do what's right with it. If mom and daddy can bless you with a car, and you don't have no car note, you don't be in no rush to go out and purchase a car and have a car note. No, you ride that little old car to where you need to go, put gas in it, take care of it. But just like that aunt, you stack your money. What you would have been paying on a car note, now you stacking. You 16 with your first job, and you just stacking. I tell my YLT members, youth leaders in training, I said, listen, look, and I'm going to tell y'all, while you're young and you don't have responsibilities, you need to be like this aunt. As you grow, listen, you need to be able to get to a stage where you can touch $100. So you're saving. I'm getting $100. Once you reach $100, your next goal is I need to put back $500. Once you get $500, you're striving for $1,000. Once you get $1,000, $2,500. Once you get $2,500, $5,000. And then you just keep building. But you got to use your time wisely. If you get your little first job, or you got your side hustle, and you're constantly taking that money and you're going and splurging and spending, what are you going to have to show for it besides some clothes that you're going to outgrow in a few years? What are you going to have to show for it? Am I not telling you not to get nice clothes? No. But I am telling you, you got to be wise. Consider her ways and be wise. Now, your big thing is, I can't wait to get out this house. I can't wait to get out this house. Well, when you get out the house, young person, you're going to find out about expenses. Life costs money. And as cute as you are, ain't nobody going to let you stay there for free unless they're crazy. So what is your mindset? You 16 and your mindset, man, when I get 18. Well, when you leave, how much money you going to have? Because that little $1,500 you got, that ain't going to last. But what if you had an ant mentality? When you finally do leave the nest or your parents' house, let's say you wait till you're 21, 23. You ain't got no expenses. Parents letting you stay there. You staying out of jail. You ain't got nobody pregnant. You going to church. You doing right. And they letting you stay there rent free. You take that money, young folk, and you just stack it. You just stack it. You got purpose with it. So when you do leave, if you're 21, 22, man, could you imagine? You got extra $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. And it's better to step out with that than to step out with a car note, insurance, rent, or mortgage. You got to have that mentality. You got to have that mentality when you do make certain purchases. Can I flip this? Can I sell this? Can I get something back for what I gave for it? You got to have that ant mentality. You gathering supplies, providing supplies and gathering her food. And then you're making wise choices. One reason I try to encourage young people to stay single in the Lord, I know you need to interact with the opposite sex when you're young and so forth, but when you start getting into this boyfriend, girlfriend stuff, besides the sexual temptations, relationships cost money. I said relationships cost money. I mean, just think about it. We going to the movies tonight. God, dog, that's going to cost some money. Valentine's Day come up. That's some money. Christmas come up. That's some money. Thanksgiving and Columbus Day come up. She wants something new. You give me something for St. Patrick's Day? What? I want something green. Good God. Relationships cost money. But what if you had that ant mentality? You just start stacking. And you don't get the big head. Because what happens to most young folks is what we see in scripture. They get a little ant hole and they get some money. Then they want to leave and they mess up the money. You got to have discipline. You got to have purpose with your possessions, young folk. Are y'all listening to me? Y'all are not going to be in high school all your life. But if you can start having an ant mentality right now, when you get 21, 22, 23, you're going to be so far ahead of your peers. Are y'all hearing me? If you go to school, take advantage of it. Get what you need to get so you can be productive. Don't waste your parents' money in school. If you're there for the degree, go ahead and get it. And don't flunk out because you're on that dumpster. If your parents gonna give you a car while you're in high school, take advantage of it. Don't be on that dumpster. Use the car to empower your life. Y'all looking at me like you don't like this. Am I right about it? Gotta have an ant mentality. Let's look at Proverbs 14. The ant is self-sufficient. Jake, Proverbs 14, 23. Look at this. In all labor, there is profit. I said, in all labor, there is profit. Learn to put in the work now, young folk, so you can be productive. Put in the work right now. Start putting in the work. Because in all work or labor, there is profit. Young brothers, scheming is not the way to go. You got to have good work ethic. You got to learn how to show up on time. You got to learn how to carry yourself. All of that has to do with your work ethic. So Solomon spends these verses talking about the ant, how the ant should be studied, how the ant is self-sufficient, and how the ant is self-motivated. But then he shifts as I close. Lord have mercy. He shifts and starts talking back to the sluggard. In verse 9, he said, well, how long you going to slumber? Oh, sluggard, when will you rise from your sleep? He done showed you how the ant is so wonderful. So now he's saying, well, how long you going to stay lazy? How long you not going to put in no effort to fix that marriage? How long you gonna be mama's little baby boy? When you gonna get off that nipple? Get off the breast and stop being a sluggard or dependent on your mama. Ain't that what he asked? How long? How long we gotta wait, sluggard? When you gonna start picking up after yourself? How long, sluggard? When you going to start coming to praise team practice on time? How long, sluggard? When you going to vacuum that car out? When you going to clean that tub the way it need to be cleaned? How long, sluggard? It's a good question. And you know what a sluggard will tell you? I don't know. That's what a sluggard. Hell no, they ain't got no priorities about themselves. But then he busts that up. Verse 10, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to what? Sleep. All it takes is just a little consistency. You keep being a slugger, and look what's going to happen. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler. And your need like an armed man. He's basically telling him the last principle. If you don't have an ant mentality, your slumber, your sleep is going to lead to poverty and lack. If you don't quit being a slacker, you're going to be broke. A bum. A simp. You're going to be dependent on a woman. Dependent on the government. Because you're lazy. You're a schluck. You're going to be married, but really, y'all just roommates. Because you're too lazy. You're not motivated to work that marriage. I don't want to be broke in poverty. Matter of fact, I'm not going to be broke or in poverty. What about you? You ought to say that. Say, Pastor, you talking about me too? But when you're a sluggard, you love to sleep, you tired all the time. You don't like to move and do what needs to be done. The Bible says here, poverty coming. It's coming. And it's going to sneak up on you. And it's going to hit you on a day and time that's not on your schedule. Just like a problem. It's going to catch you slipping. And you'll need like an armed man. You don't always have to borrow. Let me hold something. Can I crash there? Can you imagine getting teaching like this but still don't move? And in 2-3 years we hear that you are living with somebody that ain't your spouse and they taking care of you because you too lazy to do what needs to be done? Could you imagine hearing a message like this, but not change? Not taking an effort to build up a savings account? Could you imagine that? Not getting no hustle, just amen it and leave it, and then your mentality is still the same. Could you imagine a young girl being attracted to a guy that's a slugger? He cute, though. He cute. But he lazy. I said lazy. There was this young girl I knew that I never would have thought that this was in her. Graduated from high school and I just never would have thought something like that would happen. But like I tell y'all, the scriptures say time will reveal things. If you're lazy, if it's in your heart, it's going to come out. It's going to manifest in your actions. And most of my audience this morning, you come out of good homes. But you can't ride the productivity and the success of your parents unless they're crazy. You have to learn and get the mindset, I got to be self-sufficient. And of course, not apart from God, right? But you have to be productive yourself. You got to make it happen, young folk. God has given you the power to get wealth. God has given you the ability and the power to be productive in every aspect of your life. But you got to be like that ant. You got to be self-motivated. Hmm? Y'all with me? You can't allow slumber and sleep to get the best of you. You can't let me, who I'm in my 40s, how can I out-hustle you? You in your teenage years, how can I out-hustle you? It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. in my clothes, there was this publication that comes to all of our houses. Let me see that, Mullins. And I get it every month, and I don't read it. No, I don't read it. It's called West Georgia Woman. Y'all ever seen these? But they come to every house in the county, in Carroll County. This particular month, the Lord told me to read this story about this young girl here in Carrollton. This young girl named Abby Richards. Y'all need to read this if you got one at the house. This young girl was born with a disorder that only affects 5,000 people. She was one of the ones that was affected. She was born with a disorder where she could not see, blind. And you see how her eyes are looking. She had over 90 surgeries. But this little young girl was still determined to be productive in every aspect of her life. In high school, she said, I may not can see the words in the book, but I still want to learn how to read Braille. So she learned how to read Braille, and then she found out she had a desire to play an instrument. And she said, I want to play an instrument, and joined the band out there at Carrollton. Joined the band and played an instrument, but could only do it for so long because she couldn't keep up with the routine. She couldn't see. But she played that instrument, and she inspired so many other students that they designed some things to help her on her journey. It's an amazing testimony she got. So she said, you know what? I'm going to graduate from high school, and I want my own house, and I want to get me a job. Now, this is a young girl who she can't see. And she had so many different obstacles, but she messed around and found a job. She worked at the library. Found a job. Ain't that something? Helping folk who can't see. And she said, my desire is to have my own house. I don't care that I'm blind. I want my own house. And right now, guess what's being built for her? Her own house. What an awesome testimony of someone who has perseverance just like that aunt. You can't let nothing stop you. And you got God on your side. But sometimes I see young people in church, good churches like this, lazy. Just lazy. You hate to call them sorry, but because they're still growing and developing. But like I said earlier, you see some traits and you be like, that ain't good. And that's why it's important, young folk, to have an aunt mentality. That's how Jesus was, Paul was, and others in the script. They just didn't stop. They kept hustling. They kept moving forward no matter what they went through. You try to kill them, they still going. Matter of fact, they did kill Jesus, but is he still alive? They couldn't stop him. Couldn't stop him. That's that ant mentality. And it's my desire, my prayer, that after such a teaching as this, you leave here with such a mindset. Y'all got it? I'm gonna stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for